Okay. Our Bible story is about this guy who has a dream about how angels come down from heaven and go back up to heaven. And before I tell you what he dreamed, I want you guys to use your imagination. How do you think angels get up and down from heaven? Okay, Griff, what do you think?
I think that it can go through anything, so they go through a fall or from heaven to go down to a world.
Okay, so they go from heaven to the world and they can go through anything?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good idea. That's a good imagination. What is your imagination?
I think that it's because God thinks that they aren't worthy enough, so he brings them down to earth.
Okay, that's a good idea that God helps them go up, down to earth and back up to heaven. That's a good one. Anybody else have an idea how angels get from heaven down to earth? Can I tell you what I thought when I was a little girl? I thought they took an escalator. Yeah, like in the shopping mall. I thought it was an escalator that they rode. Anybody else have any ideas? Wings, so they fly. Okay, pretty good. Well, I'm going to show you the picture. The guy had a dream. Well, first of all, he put his head on a rock to have the dream instead of a pillow because he didn't have a pillow. So I don't know if that's helped his dream or not, but here's his imagination. He thought it was a big, huge staircase. Does anyone know the song Stairway to Heaven? Mm-hmm. I think that was the inspiration. You have to be a teenager or older to know that song. But so we don't know, though. So you have to use your imagination. So we won't really know till we're angels in heaven ourselves. But I thought that would be pretty funny to think about what way you would get back and forth to heaven if you were an angel. So anybody have any other ideas now that we talked about it?
Maybe unicorn.
Well, I see you have your unicorn hat on. What, they fly unicorns? Okay, that's a good imagination. We have no idea. You don't believe in that, huh?
I do. I like unicorns.
Oh, you do too. You like unicorns. All right. Well, part of what we need to do is use our imaginations to understand God and our dreams and listen to Bible stories and study. So who knows how God's going to explain God's self to us. Well, let's put our hands in our laps and we're going to pray before you guys go off to do lunches. So dear God, we thank you for sharing yourself with us through so many different creative ways, through stories and other people and the Bible and even dreams. And please bless all these hands that are going to go make sandwiches for those that are hungry. And we love you and we say this in your holy name. And what do we say at the end?
Amen.
Amen. All right. So now in the back of the church is Miss Donna. I think I saw Donna. And Miss Heather, okay, so all the kids and any teenagers that want to go make sandwiches, you are welcome to go with Miss Heather because she needs all the hands she can today. And I'll see you guys later. Thanks, guys.